Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dolores Lawson. I'm doing my fourth podcast today. Today is July 23rd, 2020, and this podcast will be my first one on finance. I am not a licensed financial planner. I'm strictly an investor, and I have been for about the last 10 years. If you want to trade stocks, that's not what this podcast is for. This is for people who are basically interested in just getting started and what you need to know to get started in the stock market. So, what I'll do first is give you a few guidelines on what you need to know. This first podcast is strictly going to be on the outline that I've done to let you know what you need to know to get started in investing. Step one, you need to assess yourself. This basically means determining your assets and your liabilities. What you'll need to do is calculate your net worth. How do you do that? You do that by listing all your income, income from jobs, any support you might have coming in that's monetary, any benefits, any funds that are outgoing. Ongoing. So you list all your incomes, then you gather all your bills. Subtract all of the amounts that you pay for outgoing bills from your income, and that's your net worth. Step two is you must develop a budget plan. If your funds do not cover your expenses, you may have to find an additional job just so that you can take care of all of the bills that you have. You must realize your needs. Now, everyone's needs are different. You know, where you may need to actually go out and do a sport just for your mindset. That might be different from someone else. So you have to determine what are your needs and what are your wants. So that's step two. Step three, you need to prepare for your retirement or for your long-term goal. What is your long-term goal? You have to have some goal in mind in order to get started in investing. How do you do that? You determine how much are you going to have for Social Security. You have to establish a 6 to 8 month emergency fund. That's your paycheck, what you bring home every month. 6 to 8 months times that. You have to get your credit card bill under control. You have to ask yourself, do I need life insurance? You have to determine your savings account. You need savings. You need a retirement account. That's like your IRA, your HSA. Different accounts, your money market account, your CD account. Before you invest, you'll need several accounts for falling back on so that you won't have to go to your stock at an inappropriate time. You also must be aware of frauds and scams. Then you get to step number four, which is investing. You invest in the stock market because you, this gives you a way to have compound interest on your savings. And you're doing this for long-term purposes, like a year at the least. It's not for people who want to put the money in the stock market and take it out next month. This will cover your CPI, Y, exchange traded funds, books you need to read, webinars, and seminars. So this is my guideline for what I will be reporting in this podcast on an ongoing level in the weeks and months to come. So step one, I'll be going through the assessing yourself. So hopefully you'll stay with me and you'll be interested in finding out how to get started in the stock market. Hope I can help. Thank you. Bye-bye.